This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The situation at the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's main hospital, has gone from bad to worse as many warn an evacuation remains perilous. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a video released by Gaza's health ministry, several premature babies cry as workers carefully carry them into another ward in Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. They were moved after the incubators stopped working due to lack of electricity. The dozens of babies are among the patients that remained in the hospital, while Israeli forces launched their raid into the large Shifa compound overnight. A UK doctor in contact with medical teams in Gaza, Dr. Omar Abdelmanan, said the babies in Shifa were at major risk without incubators.
They are being left like little mice inside these cots to frankly either die, starve, or have long-term chronic conditions.
Israel's military said soldiers had brought medical supplies and teams, but officials say that's not enough to save patients, and ongoing fighting makes it almost impossible to safely move them. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk told UN diplomats Thursday widespread outbreaks of disease and hunger seemed inevitable in Gaza after weeks of the Israeli assault on the densely populated Palestinian enclave. Speaking in an informal briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva after visiting the Middle East, Turk said long-lasting peace was impossible without an end to long-standing violations of human rights.
For this conflict to be enduringly resolved, we need justice, accountability, and the prevailing and the strong voice of human rights. The voice of reason, our work to report and document violations, and our advocacy for human rights will persevere until this voice is heard and this work is done.
This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron continued his visit to Ukraine Thursday, his first trip abroad since joining the government as foreign minister Monday. He traveled to Odessa's war-stricken grain port, which has become a regular target of Russian airstrikes. While inspecting Ukrainian Navy ships with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba, Cameron praised Ukraine's naval efforts.
And I'm also pleased to be standing on the shore of the Black Sea, where the Ukrainian Navy has had immense success in beating back the Russian Navy and taking far greater control of this vital maritime corridor. And it's something to recognize the bravery and the brilliance of the Ukrainian Navy.
Ukraine has sought to carve out a shipping corridor for its seaborne exports after Russia in July withdrew from a UN brokered deal that allowed some food exports to flow despite the war. Finland's Prime Minister Petteri Orpo has announced as of Saturday it will close four of the nine border crossings on its border with Russia to stem a flow of asylum seekers to the Nordic nation. At a news conference in Helsinki Thursday alongside Foreign Minister Mari Ratanen, Orpo said the rise in the number of asylum applicants arriving in the country's eastern border appeared to be Russia's revenge for Finland's defense cooperation with the United States and NATO. The foreign minister suggested Russia was attempting to destabilize Finland.
It's clear that Russian authorities have facilitated people in crossing the border from Russia to Finland. It's possible that this form of illegal entry that we are now experiencing could grow and intensify quickly and significantly. It's already putting a strain on Finnish authorities.
Finland's border guard said the asylum seekers are primarily nationals from the Middle East and Africa without visas. Finland shares a 1,340-kilometer border with Russia. Scientists in Sweden have been exploring the effects of psychedelic drugs and amphetamines on rats' brains activity in experiments that could explore where consciousness starts in the brain and provide clues to treating human neurological disorders. Researchers from Sweden's University of Lund spent 7 years testing drugs such as LSD and ketamine on rats, then monitoring their activity. Researcher Par Haiji told the Reuters news service the experiments have applications in treating brain disorders, but are also helping them understand the nature of human consciousness, about which little is known.
We urgently need a better understanding of how consciousness is generated. But right now we only know that it is generated in our brains, and we don't know if it can even be generated, if it will occur spontaneously in other intelligent systems, or if you actively have to kind of design it.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.